So at this point, we move into the liturgy of the word proper, and we start with the collect of the day. So there's a collect for every single Sunday in the church year and also the feast days that tries to sum up the themes of the day liturgically that we're trying to focus on. Again, a collect will often give an attribute of God, ask a petition, and then finally conclude with an invocation of the name of the Trinity. After that, we have our scripture readings, and we, along with Roman Catholics and most historic Protestant churches, follow a lectionary. It's a 3-year cycle of assigned scripture readings, and every year, the focus of the lectionary is on one of the synoptic gospels, so Matthew, Mark, or Luke. Year A is Matthew, B is Mark, C is Luke. We're in year B now, and so the gospel readings are from the gospel of Mark, and then Old Testament readings, New Testament readings outside of the Gospels and a psalm are all chosen to complement thematically the reading from the Gospel. And so, for example, today our Gospel reading is from Mark 10. Jesus is answering a question on marriage and divorce, and so it's appropriate in the lectionary that we have this reading from Genesis 2, to which Jesus appeals, and Psalm 8 is a very good complement to that. So we'll pray the collect, we'll hear the first reading, we'll sing the psalm together. Remember that the psalms were the prayer book of Jesus and the early church, and they were often sung or chanted, so we try to do the same thing. And then there is a procession that you notice that will happen before the gospel reading. And the reason that we do that is, again, a tangible physical reminder that in the incarnation, Jesus came into the midst of the people. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so we read the gospel from the center of the nave. That's the name of the space where the congregation sits. It's from the Latin word navus, which means ship or boat. So Jesus comes in the midst. The gospel is proclaimed from the midst of the people. So it's a very tangible reminder that the word became flesh and lived among us. And so having said that, let's pray the collect for the day. I'll lead that prayer, and then we'll be seated for our readings. Almighty and everlasting God, you are always more ready to hear than we to pray, and to give more than we either deserve or desire. Pour upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving us those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things for which we are not worthy to ask, except through the merits and mediation of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.